If it has a throttle,
they'll feature it.
This is
our auto expert.
Oh, we finally got the microphones fixed. Somebody with a label gun had a bit of fun and mislabeled the microphones, Andrew.
They did. They put 4 at 1, 1 at 3, 2 at 7, and 8 at 10.
And I can't add, so there we go. It was tough. I always enjoy when Automatic Andy gets behind the wheel of something. This week, Andy, what have you behind the wheel of? What have you been behind the wheel of?
Nick, so much, but I felt the need to talk about the 2023 Honda Pilot. Nick, this car, man, you know when you aren't searching for a relationship, like you're good, you're just trying to work on yourself, you know, get stuff situated, figured out, map your goals, execute them. You know what I'm saying? Go to the gym, drink water, eat protein powder by the ladleful, that type of energy. Maybe your heart has recently been ripped out or your muffin top is really muffiny. It's time for me.
What? Muffin top?
Yeah, I got a muffin top. It's time for me, Nick, is what I'm trying to say, Nick. Then bam, you get your throat punched with vehicular love. I'm barely able to talk as a result. I'm here to profess my love for the Honda Pilot. Nick, let me just...
So easy to get you into their arena, isn't it?
I just love it. I love the Honda. Honda Pilot.
Honda?
It's the British in me coming out.
I hope there's no British in you. You should shower more. Anyway, carry on.
Nick, I'm barely able to talk as a result because I've been throat punched by love. I'm here to profess my love for the Honda Pilot. So, Nick, let me just lead with this. There's so much room for snacks, and it also has a bajillion cup holders, which is nice because we get Starbucks 4 times a day, and I never needed a drink carrier. I got honked at a few times because if I did happen to run out of room for the drinks and snacks, I would roll the back window down and then climb in the back captain seat and utilize the other bajillion cup holders in space. But you know what? I don't care. You can honk. There's so much room to use. The Pilot is deceivingly huge on the inside. I was doing all sorts of log rolls and yoga maneuvers in the back. You're welcome for the visual. I sat in the backseat captain chairs and practiced my speaking and singing, Nick. The second row captain chairs are a different kind of independence. You feel me? We even had the Trail Sport Edition, which allowed me to do all of the aforementioned activities, but also while in the woods. So what's new, Nick? Aside from there's a lot of S's I wrote. Aside from a side-to-side, front-to-back, super improvement on all fronts, these are the things that are new that you should know about, in my opinion. It's a fourth generation Pilot. It's the largest and most powerful Honda SUV ever. All new, tough and adventure ready styling complements Pilot's off-road capabilities and sporty on-road dynamics. Pilot Trail Sport is the most rugged Honda SUV ever, and that says a lot because we have the Civic, because that's pretty rugged too. With standard all-terrain tires, a steel skid plates, plural, higher ground clearance, and off-road tuned suspension and more. It made me feel comfortable maneuvering the mean concrete streets of the Pacific Northwest. New modern upscale cabin with sophisticated materials and premium touches. And then Pilot has a huge amount of room and flexible seating and more spacious second and third rows, which I agree, because I was doing log rolls back there. I have some other things I like about it. I have one thing that I do not like, though, Nick. Want to hear about them? Okay, good.
Yes.
I'm glad you asked. This number one, a good thing, the styling. Honda nailed it. From all points, it's been improved. The styling of the car is much gooder. It's boxier and a scotch truck, and it has like a little bit of like a truck essence to it. Like, which especially for the Trail Sport helps deliver the rugged look and aesthetic, because the Trail Sport version that we had helps push this into being a contender in the top spot, going against some big names, Nick, like the Kia Telluride. It's a big one. The Hyundai Palisade. I think it beats the Palisade 10 days out of 10. And then the Jeep Grand Cherokee L. I don't know that's a hard head-to-head, the Cherokee. Oh, I like that one. But the Honda Pilot, man, big names there, but also so is Honda. The Trail Sport made me want to glamp. First, let me say this. 285 horsepower, a 3.5 liter. Is the liter the banger part when you say a four banger? Is it a 3.5 banger?
No, that's how many cylinders.
Oh, I don't
the
know.
Liter is how big the engine is. How much literage?
I knew that.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, it's got a V6, so it's got six Vs in it. A 10-speed automatic. Those are all
V6 means?
Isn't
it has six cylinders and they're in the shape of a V.
Yes, yes, and that's why
BMW has an inline where they're all in a straight line.
Aren't they always in a straight line?
No, there's a V6, so they're like that.
And then BMW, so it's an I6. Is that why they call them an I?
Inline.
Is that why they're I's?
Sort of. Not quite, but yes.
Nick, so is that why Bugatti's so cool? Because they got the W?
Yeah, because it's two V6s bolted together.
Two V's look like a W.
Yeah.
W. I knew. See? Nick, I'm smart. I hope you're impressed with that one.
Okay.
Nick, I knew what a W was. But the V6 10-speed is standard, and you can pick all-wheel drive if you fancy, which I do. And then we got that with the Trail Sport, so we had the all-wheel drive one. I would get that. So with that and adding in all-terrain tires on super unique 18-inch wheels and strategic tweaks to the all-wheel drive system that allows for more torque transfer to the rear wheels, does that mean it has more power, right?
It just means that where the power goes to the wheels, you need it.
Oh, all right. Half of that, I have no idea what it means, but it sounds super tough, doesn't it, Nick?
Yeah.
So the inside was crazy. The interior, the interior is hooked up with room for 7 or 8 passengers. Side note, if I ever in my entire life have to drive 8 grown adults, first, no. Someone needs to get on the Metro and meet us. I don't think I would ever want to drive 8 people. 7 is enough. After 6, you're just being greedy, and now you're a bus. But the one that we had captain chairs in the second row and then proceeded to have a decent third row with pretty good room. It was easier to log roll in the car with the third row down, though. Okay, so this is what I don't like. I'm going to sandwich it. I'm going to end it with a good one. But what I don't like about this is too many options. Unfortunately, I'm not a fan when any manufacturer, not just Honda, has more than like 4 options for a car. Give me the base model, the middle class model, and then the I'm going to overhand throw money at you option. I mean, that's all they are, right? Add-ons and DLC. The Pilot has 8. Not the highest amount of options I've seen, but a couple too many. The EXL version doesn't need it. And then the other 2 options, so you get an EXL and EXL 7 and an EXL 8, which is just the difference of a 7 to 8 passenger. Why can't this just be like ordering a pizza? Like, hey,
seat configuration, you get captain chairs or bench seats. What do you prefer in the back?
I know, but it doesn't need to be its own trim. Yeah, 7 times and 8. 2. Well. And then the EXL, the EXL 7, and then the EXL 8. Just pick one when you're ordering it.
Well, I mean, it's either one.
No.
7 or 8 passengers.
No, you don't.
Well, all right, Jimmy can stay home.
I mean, Jimmy should never leave the house, but you should just tell the guy, like when you talk to Chuck at the Honda dealership, just say, hey, Chuck,
Carl.
You know what? Yeah, hey, Carl, you know what I need? I need 8 instead of 7.
All right.
I mean, that's just my, Nick, what do I know?
I already built one for you anyway.
Yeah.
And they have it at Beaverton Honda and at Dick Hanna.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Ready to go, 52,000.
But it should be like ordering a pizza. Like, hey, let me get the EXL with no onions, but I want a seat 8. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like it should be. The other thing is gas mileage. I never took it out of eco mode. And after driving it like 4 places, it was already down to half a tank. And the places I went weren't even far. It's okay, though. I still love it. So another good thing, the car concerts were fantastic. The optional 12-speaker Bose system was awesome. It got loud enough. I was singing Sade and Gloria Estefan all day and night.
Sade, yeah.
Her too. No ordinary love.
All right, we're done.
The acoustics in the Pilot were remarkable for such a big unit. I could replace him with Pilot and still make that sentence relevant because it's me. The acoustics in him were remarkable for such a big unit. That's me. So would you buy it? Does it get the stamp?
Would you?
Yes, absolutely. Right. It also has really good wireless Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. So yes, I want two, especially starting at 37,000 and some change. However, regular USPS will be just fine.
I built one for you, and actually it's $3,000 less right now at the dealerships. You could get it for $49,155.
I will take it. USPS.
That's the Trail Sport in that blue color, the bright blue.
That's great. I have to take it. Dick Hannon, let me have one.
He's on his way. Andrew is on his way. This is Our Auto Expert. More on our way.
Auto Expert. Listen anywhere on connected devices and speakers. Our Auto Expert.